The Gemara Megillah tells us that Ezra instituted to read the Tochacha before Shavuos and before Rosh Hashanah, that you finish off the kolos for the years and you start fresh. So we actually read, so the Gemara and Megillah points out there are differences between the Tochacha and Parshas Kisavo and Parshas B'chukosai. Lashon one is Lashon Rabim, B'chukosai Tovo is Lashon Yochid. But there's another difference is how they end. The Tochacha and Parshas Kisavo says Hashem will return you to Egypt in ships, and you shall never again see it, and there will be no buyers. You know, there will be strong language. It ends very abruptly. And however, you look at the Tocha at the end of Torah's Kohanim, at the end of Vichukosai, it says, it talks about Tzchus Avas. I remember for them the covenant of those before, of the Tzchus Avas. So it seems that the Tocha of Sefer Vayikra has itself a built-in nechama. It's terrible, but the end will be okay. But the Tocha Parshas Kisavo has, what's the difference? So someone explained that because it talks about so the Ora Chaim HaKodesh points out that there's a fundamental difference that in Bechukosai is Lashon Rabim and Kisavo is Lashon Yochid. So he says none of us will be Zocha to be judged alone. We who could stand in judgment. However, Pashas Bechukosai Lashon Rabim is we judge with all of Klal Yisrael. When we feel part of the Rabim, so then we'll be saved. As the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter used to always say, be a yochid shati b'tcholim bo, or the story with Elisha and the Almana. He asked her, what could I do for you? In the way the Psukim say Hayom, it was Rosh Hashanah, and he said, I could speak to the king for you, and he meant the king Melech Malchei Amalchem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all she says, I just want to be judged among the people. Because that's the Yisod, and in fact, that's why Shofar, there's no din of Shamea Ka'ona by Shofar. Why? Because you want everyone to be equal. You're all part of the Tzibur. Kol Yisrael Ben Rei Bozeh. That's what we learned out when the Jewish people crossed over into Eretz Yisrael, that it says Ribbis, by the Eretz Yisrael, so taking advantage of someone is taking advantage of a brother we love. But when you go to the land of Israel, we all become responsible for one another. And that's the Yisod. The Yisod is when you're part of the Tzibur, so then you will be judged properly. Then, so there's hope then. But if you think you can live on your own, so then the Tocha ends abruptly. That's what Orach Chaim points out. Yeah? However, Rav Soloveitchik has a different pshat. He wants to say that the Tochacha does end with hope, even in Parshas Kisavo. However, it doesn't come into next week's Parsha. And if you count, he says about 50 psukim later. So he says, Hashem will bring you back and have mercy upon you, and he will gather you and from all the people. So he says, Parshas Nitzavim has hope. So why is it? So the question is, why do they take a break? Why by Bikkur Kosai, it happened right away. But by Parashas Kisavo, it is a break. So the Salavechik answer based on the Ramban, that the two Tochuchas, the Ramban writes, are a reflection of the Korban Bayis Rishon and the Korban Bayis Sheni. Bikkur Kosai foretells the destruction of the Korban Bayis Rishon. The Tochen Dvarim foretells the destruction of the Korban Bayis Sheni. So we know the Korban Bayis Rishon came as a predetermined limit, 70 years, and you'll be in exile, you'll be in Golis, and then the Golis will be over. There was some, as we know, there was some, not everyone was clear on when the 7 years began, but everyone knew it was 70 years, they just counted wrong. So therefore, Bikkur Kosai represents Korban Bayis Rishon, so the Tocha is going to have a objective end, and therefore you can end after that with Kanachama. However, Korban Bayis Sheni was different. It wasn't 70 years, 100 years, 200 years, 500 years, 800 years. But it does come with a limit. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Tshuva, there will be a day when the Jews will repent. The Jews will do tshuva. They will do tshuva miyad nigalam, and immediately they will be redeemed. So, just as the Korban Bayis Rishon had to end, the second one also had to end, Korban Bayis Rishon. The only difference is the Korban Bayis Sheni is conditional. It requires us to do something. We have to do tshuva. If we have done tshuva after 70 years, then the Golas have ended then. So then, we did not, so it would have ended 70, but God is still waiting. So that's what we're telling. We're in that time period, the 50 psukim at the end of Kisavo into the next parsha, until the consolation of the redemption in Parsha Kisavim. That's the pause. That's the time we're in now, and it's on our hands to. It's in our hands to bring back to do tshuva and bring back the Bayis Sheni. So therefore, we have the Orach Chaim HaKodesh, who explains Lashon Yochid versus Lashon Rabim. If you think you could be judged alone, so then there's not going to be any help for you. But if you're part of the Klal, you're part of the Tzibor. Kol Yisrael Revim Zelazeh, I don't get my mitzvah kiddush until everyone does it. So then that's Nechama. Or Rav Soloveitchik said both of them with Nechama. So how come one ends right away with Nechama, the other one later on? So that's what the Ramban writes. Because Korban Bayis Rishon is a Bikkur Kosai, 70 years, so right away they started building the Bayis Sheni. But we're still waiting on the second one. We're still waiting, as the cook said, if Tzinas Chinam was the cause, Avastinam is the solution. And therefore, the Rambam writes, Minyad Nigalon. So the good news is, it's in our hands. When we do tshuva, then we could bring the Geula.